An Alabama man is convicted from a case dating back 25 years. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. An Alabama man was recently convicted in a decades-old Wyoming Game and Fish Department wildlife case after failing to appear in court for more than 20 years. 53-year-old Kenny Craig of Elkmont, Alabama, formerly of Lysite, Wyoming, was arrested in March 2024 on a bench warrant issued back in February 2000 after failing to appear in court for multiple hunting violations. The Wyoming Highway Patrol arrested Craig during a traffic stop in Crook County. Craig's violations date back to October 24, 1998, when he illegally killed a 5x5 buck mule deer on the Game and Fish's San Mesa Wildlife Habitat Management Area near Riverton. He was hunting in a limited quota area with a general deer license not valid for that area. Craig failed to tag the buck and used his brother's limited quota license to validate the animal illegally. Craig also illegally purchased a Wyoming resident general deer and elk license while not legally a state resident. He had only lived in Wyoming for 3 months after moving from New Mexico. Wyoming law requires a person to be a resident for at least 1 year before applying for or purchasing a resident hunting or fishing license. Craig also failed to complete the mandatory hunter education course required for anyone born after January 1, 1966. On June 25th of 2024, Craig was convicted in Fremont County Circuit Court for the original wildlife crimes he committed in the 1998 hunting season. As part of a plea agreement, Craig's no-contest plea to one count of taking a deer without a license was accepted. He was ordered to pay $410 in fines and court costs, along with $1,000 in restitution for the illegally taken buck mule deer. His hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges were suspended for 3 years. Three other charges were dismissed, and two violations were not charged. Craig was scheduled to appear in court in late October 1999, but fled to Alabama. A bench warrant was issued in February 2000, but Craig remained outside Wyoming until his arrest. Lander Region Wildlife Supervisor Jason Hunter says there is no statute of limitations for wildlife crimes in Wyoming. He says cases like these send a clear message. Wildlife crimes will not be ignored, no matter how much time has passed. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.